Shalom aleichem to my friends. This year's Shabbos for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Laziba Kogan Bukharov, and for Chana Reza Basmir and Rivka, the Leda Kali Yalad Bari Vishalim, Ramach Evarisha Sagidov, Richos Yamim Vishanim Tovos. We're going to be learning the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim, Perak Vav Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Beis, based on the Sefer Yad Melech of Akon Rabbi David Man, Sefer Tzadik Ubracha. The Rambam writes, Kibbutav Veim, a mitzvah essay Gedala. Honoring your parents is, and this should also be a refuah for schutz for refuah for sipara bas gila and gila bas sipara b'soch shachol Yisrael. Says the Rambam that being mechabed your parents is a mitzvah esei gedola. It's a very, very great mitzvah. V'chein mora av v'aim. So to fearing your parents, shakol osam hakosuv b'chvodo of mora. The Torah equated honoring and fearing your parents to honoring and fearing God Himself. The pasuk says the Rambam, kabedis avicha v'simecha. And it says in Mishlei, Kaved es Hashem mehonecha, Kaved here, Kaved there. So you see there's an equation between honoring your parents and honoring God. With respect to your parents, it says, Ish imo v'aviv tiro. And it says, with respect to Hashem, es Hashem elokecha tiro. So you see, nachamal, that we equate the fear of your parents to the fear of God. Kederach shetziva al kavod shemo gadol moro, kach tziva al kavodam umoram. Just like you have to honor God's great name and fear it, so too, God commanded us to honor and fear our parents. Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Hamakalo aviv o imo b'skila. If one curses his parents, he receives a skila. V'hamagadef, and also one who blasphemes God, gets a skila, chas v'shalom. Hine hishvel sambonish, they're equated for an onish. Hikdim av le'em l'kavod, v'hikdim em l'av l'mor. In the Torah, first it says, father for kavod, and then mother. And then first it says, mother for fear, and then father. The Lame just teaches us Shishneim Shkulim, that they're both equal, Bein Lamara, Bein Lakovet, both with respect to fear and with respect to honor. So in one case the father's first, the other case the mother's first. They tell us that they're really equal both in fear and in honor. The makor for the Rambam is the Sugya and Kiddushin and the Flamet on the base, and in the Yerushalmi and Peya, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Look here in the Radbaz. And it's Pashat that he writes in Halacha Beis is a hemshech to what he writes in Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Beis, where he says, Hamakal, Aviv, Oimo, Beskila, Vamagadev, Beskila, that is a hemshech to what he's writing in Halacha Aleph, where he's talking about the groiskite, the godless, the chashivus of the mitzvah, that it's equated to God. So it's very, very great, it's very important. And this onesh in the Limud is all written in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. This equation between man and one's parents and God. So according to this understanding of the Rambam, we have to understand the concluding words of the Rambam. And that is, the Rambam writes at the end, first it says father and then mother with respect to kavod, kavod is avicha and then imecha. And with respect to fear, it says ish imo, first your mother, and then aviv, then your father, tiro, you should fear. So we have to understand why it says this in this order, once father first, the other time mother first. The Rambam says, to tell you, Shishneim Shavim, that they're both equal, Bein Lakavod, Bein Lamor, and that is based apparently on a sugya in Kiddushin, Ayin Sham. So what does this have to do, that you have to equally honor and fear your mother and father? What does it have to do with the chashivas of the mitzvah? We're talking here about the chashivas of the mitzvah of Kibbut Avein. And mora of aim. So why is telling you that you have to honor and fear your parents equally, why does that tell you that the mitzvah is so chashiv? It really doesn't, it's non sequitur, it doesn't follow from what we were learning earlier in this halacha and halacha beis, and also halacha aleph. Halacha beis is merely hamshech to halacha aleph. The Makneh and Kiddushin asks a similar question. There the Gemara in Kiddushin says that the Torah equates honoring your father and honoring God. And then there's a brisa, Gimel Shutfim Ba'adam, your father, your mother, and Hashem. If you're mechabed your parents, God says it's like you're mechabed me. And then we have a brisa that tells us this inyan of being makdim, your father to your mother, and your mother to your father with fear, and your father to your mother with kavod. So frak the Makneh, what does this latter brisa have to do with what we were learning before? Before we were learning the chashivas of the mitzvah. And then we all of a sudden start talking about why it was makdim this to that, and that to this, the father to the mother to the father. So it's the same kasha that we have here in the Rambam. Like, what is it doing in this context? The Makneh gives the teretz works for the Gemara Ayin Shem, but it doesn't work for the Rambam here. So that's the first kasha. We have more kashas. The Rambam says that Shneim Shavim, we want to understand What's the nafkamina la halacha? That parents are equal, bein lamora, bein lekibud. If the Rambam is trying to tell us about that you don't, they're equal because you don't have to be makdim one of them to the other when it comes to mora or yira, if there's a stira, if your father asks you for a drink of water, if your mother asks you for a drink of water, they're equal. One doesn't come before the other. It's not true. Your father comes before your mother. If the parent, your parents are married, and there's a stira between the covenant of your father and the covenant of your mother, your father comes first. Your mother also has to be mechabed your father. Stei Chemet says it might be daraisa. Mother is pater from honoring her parents, else honoring her husband. So if honoring her husband supersedes honoring her parents is daraisa. So it could be that covenant of Baal is daraisa. So when it comes to honoring. It's not that you're they're equal, because they're not. That's not what the Rambam can mean. The Rambam also says this later in Halacha Yudalit. If they're divorced, then they are equal. But, meaning now the mother is no longer chayav in the covenant of the father, so now if they ask for something, they are equal. But that has nothing to do with the Rambam here. That's a prat the Rambam talks about later in Halacha Yudalit. So what's it doing here at the beginning of Halacha Kibud Avim? And if what the Rambam means is that don't think that you don't have to honor your father, don't think you have to fear your mother, don't think that you don't have to fear your mother. The Rambam is telling us a big chiddush that you have to fear your mother also, you have to honor your father also. That's why the Torah says it first. That's pashit. For that you don't need the Rambam. The Torah says kaved es avicha ve'es imecha. The Rambam can't be telling us that. The Jerusha apparently was bothered by this. What's this Shneim Shavim? So he says, it's telling you how to mechavid your mother with all the chiyuvim that you're chayiv to your father. Why would you think otherwise? Now in the Gemara itself, we don't have a kasha. The Gemara says that it's known, galo v'yadua lefnei misha amar v'haya olam, that a son is mechavid his mother more than he's mechavid his father, because his mother speaks sweetly to him. And therefore the Torah says, first honor your father, and then honor your mother. It was also Golav Yadu in front of Mishamar Vahaya Olam that a son is more fearful of his father than he is of his mother. His father teaches him Torah. His father screams at him when he says it's a bad Svara. So therefore the Torah says, first fear your mother, and then fear your father. So the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, that the Torah is just being Mizarez us. The Torah is just giving us Musar. The Torah is trying to inspire us. The Gemara is telling us that it says, don't think that because your mother is so nice and sweet that you only have to honor your mother. That's the easy way. It's easy to love your mother. Your mother is so kind, and she's always taking care of you and washing your dirty socks and making you dinner and making sure you have shoes. And she's like always the nice and sweet one. And the father, and she says, oh, wait till daddy comes home. And the father is the tough, rough one. So you might think only to be mechabed your father, your mother, not your father, and this, the Torah is giving you chizuk. No, kaved es avicha, first your father, then your mother. And don't think that you only have to fear your father because your mother says, wait till daddy gets home because you're afraid of daddy. But mommy's a sweet lady. Mommy's so nice. So you're going to think that you don't have to have yira from your mother. So therefore the Torah says, no, ish imo, first your mother, and then v'aviv, and then your father. Tiro. So this is a Ziruz. Look in the Gur Aryeh Al Torah in Parashas Kedoshim Vayikra Perek Yates Pasuk Yemo. But the Rambam doesn't say that the Torah was Makdim Le'inyan Ziruz. He just says it's teaching you that Shneim Shavim. So my Kamashmalan. So according to the Gemara, we know the Kamashmalan. The Kamashmalan is it's not telling you a Chiddush LaHalacha, but it's giving you Chizuk. It's being Mizariz you. But according to the Rambam, it's teaching you that Shneim Shavim, my Kamash Malan. We know that you have to honor both of them. What's the Nafkamina Lahalacha? Not only that, but the Rambam veers from the Gemara. And the Tosfos Riyazakin already asked this kashin, the Sugin Kiddushin, like, what's the Rambam doing? The Gemara tells us why your father is first by Kavod and your mother is first by Yira. And then the Rambam gives this, no, it's because Shneim Shavim. So why does the Rambam change from the reason of the Gemara? And B'chla, how does the Gemara know? Asked the Bach and Simon Reish Mem. And the Rambam, the Torah says that Melamed, that why is Kavod before, why is Kibbut Av before, why is it say Av before Aim by Kavod and Aim before Av by Yira? So the Gemara gives this explanation, Rambam gives this, his explanation. Maybe it's Xeris HaKasav. Maybe it's Xeris HaKasav that by Kavod your father comes first. And by Mori your mother comes first. The Bach is Mamid his Kasha on the Rambam. But it's interesting to know how the Gemara knows this. The Torah says, Ishimo, the Torah says, Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha. And the Rambam, and by Yira, first says mother and then father. Covered father and then mother. So the Rambam says, Malamit Shishneim Shavim. So the Bach says, maybe it's not Malamit Shishneim Shavim. It's easier to ask on a Rambam than on a Gemara. Maybe Chazal had some sort of Kabbalah. The Rambam says it's to teach you that they're equal. No, maybe it's to teach you that first you have to be mechabed your father and only then your mother. But when it comes to Yira, first comes your mother and then comes your father. Maybe this is Azeris is Xeris HaKosav. So this Rambam is Miksha Achas. We have a number of Shtar Keros in the Rambam. The Gemara in Bava Metzi on Daf Lamed Beis says, how do you know that if your father tells you not to return a lost object, you shouldn't listen to him? So the Torah says, Ishimo b'viftor v'shapsosai tishmaru. You have to fear your parents, but you also have to keep my Shabbos. You're all chayv b'chvodi. So the Gemara is medayik. You only don't listen to your father because of the skilui in the pasuk of v'shapsosai tishmaru. Otherwise, you would listen to your father. Why would you listen to your father? Kaberes v'zichav esimecha is only on mitzvah's essay. And returning a lost object is an essay and a lost essay. Hashif t'shivim lo sucha l'salim. And ain essay doichel oisasei v'essay. So what's going on over here? Why is there, in fact, the Gemara, a havamina that you should listen to your father and not return the lost object? Why would the essay of kibud avim be doichel oisasei an essay of a shavus aveda? Says the Gemara, I might have thought that since the kavod of your parents is equated to the kavod of the makom, kaberes avicha v'simecha, kaberes Hashem mehonecha, honor God with your fortune, honor your mother and your father. So they're both framed in terms of kabeid. Their honor is equal. Hilchah Litzayislay. Since they're equal, you should listen to your father and not listen to the Torah, even though there's an essay in Elisa, there's an essay. But since the Torah equates them, listen to your father, you don't have to listen to the Torah. Kamash Malon, that's why we need the Pasuk to tell you not to listen to your father. Atkan Divrei Agamar. Frakta Shita Mekubetzis, in the name of the Rosh and in the name of the Ritva. Excuse me, what's the havamin of the Gemara? You should listen to your father and not listen to the Torah when he tells you not to return the lost object. You're going to say because you're the covet of Hashem of following his mitzvahs is equated to the covet of your parents. It's only equated, but the covet of your parents doesn't supersede the covet of Hashem in the keeping of his mitzvahs. So what's the havamin of the Gemara that kibud av aim should be doche kavod hamakom? All you proved from your Saka Daita Chamina is that they're equal. But that's still, we want to know the Havamina that it should be Doche, that it should supersede Kavod HaMakom and the keeping of Hashem's mitzvahs. All we know is that they're equal. Asuma Taretz Shnei Terutzim. Terutz Echad, who Omer, that Kibud Av Aim really encompasses two elements. Kavod Horim and Kavod HaMakom. It's two. Kavod HaMakom is nor Kavod HaMakom. It's only one. Two against one. So Kibud Horim wins. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. It's the Ereshta Teretz. The Tzveita Teretz is Al Pi the Yerushalmi in Peya, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, brought in Tosis and Kedushin, that Kibud Avein is Taka greater than Kavod HaMakom. With respect to Hashem, it says, Kabed Hashem Ehonecha. Only if you have money, the Yerushalmi says. only if you have a home, only if you have a fortune, only if you have money. But if you don't have money, you're off the hook. Most mitzvahs don't require you to beg. A person doesn't have money for matzahs, who says he has to be mechazer al psachim? When you're a Chanukah, says you have to be mechazer al psachim. Normally you don't have to be mechazer al psachim. You don't have to beg. But by kibud aveim, it doesn't say mehon necha from the money you have. Even if you have to go from door to door, ayin sham in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says that kibud horim is greater. And that's the havamin of the Gemara. That's the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara is that the reason why kibud aveim should be docha, says the Rosh and the Ritva, kibud aveim should be docha. Kavod hamakom and the keeping of the mitzvahs of the makom is because kibud aveim is greater than kavod hamakom. But we see from the kasha that it's pashut that other mitzvahs are also kavod Hashem. And therefore, kibud aveim isn't better than any other mitzvah. Every mitzvah is kavod Hashem. Kibud aveim is also kavod Hashem. If not for the Yerushalmi, that kibud aveim is great. But in the kasha, in the first teretz, kibud aveim is equal to other mitzvahs. In the kasha, we have kavod hamakom against kibud aveim. So, mitzvahs are kavod hamakom. And kibud aveim is kibud aveim. So if that's the case, that kibud aveim is equal to kavod hamakom, as is the premise of the kasha, then what is the Rambam writing here? That kibud aveim is a mitzvah seseh gedola. Psh, it's so big. It's equated to honoring God. So it's mashmah that it's a greater mitzvah than all their mitzvahs. Shakol osam b'chvodam, akasav b'chvodam, d'chvodo, the Torah equates their honor. The Rambam doesn't say that their honor is greater, just that it's equal. So if it's equal, then why is it better than any other mitzvah? Every mitzvah is kavod hamakom. And like we see in the Kashi of the Rishonim, their understanding of the Gemara is that it's equal. That kibud horim is equal to kavod hamakom, and all mitzvahs are kavod hamakom. So what's the mitzvah gedola? What's so special about kibud aveim? So you're going to say to me, okay, the Rambam is learning like the Rosh, that it's two against one. Kibud aveim is kavod harim and kavod hamakom. And kavod hamakom is just kavod hamakom, like the teretz. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the pasuk equated the honor of your parents with the honor of God. So if it's just equal, then why is kibud aveim better than any other mitzvah? And the Rosh and the Ritva bring the Yerushalmi to be matari to the question, to Tamiya Gedola. The Yerushalmi says that the covet of your parents is greater than the covet of Hashem. And with that, the Rosh and the Ritva explain, and the Shita Mekubetz explain the Hava Mina of the Gemara, why you should listen to your parents and not to the Torah. Yeah, but the Gemara itself here in this very sugya says they're only equal. It says Hukash Kibud Aveim L'Chavod Hashem Makom. They're equated. See, it's not greater. So what are they? Tarits the kasha of what's the havamina that kibud aveim should supersede kibud Hashem from the Yerushalmi that says that kibud harim is greater. Yeah, but this Bavli doesn't hold like that Yerushalmi. And in fact, the Radbaz and his Chuvis and Siman Tafrei Samach Gimel and the Biar Gra and Yoredeh Siman Reish Mem Sif Katan Yedalit, they say this is a machlok. It's Bavli Yerushalmi. Bavli holds your parents are equal to the kavod hamakom. Yerushalmi, your parents are greater than kavod hamakom. So how do you explain the Bavli based on the Yerushalmi when the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi? Dun, 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 dun. On the other hand, in the Yerushalmi, they also bring this mimer of the Bavli that they're equated, and they also say that your parents are greater, and it's not mashma, there's a machlokas. But in Pashtus, to understand what's going on here, is very difficult to understand why the Rosh and the Ritva would say, no, the premise of the Gemara here is that Kibud Harim is greater than Kavod Hamakom. That's why it should supersede Kavod Hamakom. Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara here says. The Gemara here says that they're equal. So throwing in a Yerushalmi, which seems to argue with our Bavli, is not going to explain anything. It's a different day. It's also odd that the Kiryat Sefer here writes on the Rambam, who says that the honor of your parents is equated with the honor of God, he brings the Yerushalmi. Rabbanu Shalom, what does the Yerushalmi have to do with anything? The Rambam's not passing like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that their kavod is equal. The Rambam says their kavod is equal. The Yerushalmi says the kavod of your parents is greater. So what's the Kiryat Sefer bringing the Yerushalmi on the Rambam when the Rambam doesn't passing like the Yerushalmi that the kavod of your parents is greater than the kavod of Hashem? Passes like the Bavli. The Mishnah Lamelech and his Derech Mitzvah Secha, the end of Chelek Aleph, is Tamei al Shitas HaRambam and the Smag that enumerates two pratim in a mitzvah as two mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs, even if they're said in Azhara Achas. For example, Seor V'Dvash, in Alei to put on the Mizbeach, so that's two, even though it's in the same pasuk, it's two different lavim. Es Nanzona Mechir Kelev, in Alei to use the carbon, the payment to a harlot, and for a dog, two mitzvahs. So why isn't Kibbut Aveim two mitzvahs? One avicha and one imecha yira, one yiras of, and one yiras aim. He also understands, based on something the Ramban says in the Shorash Hasheni, in the Shorashim to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Ramban is learning that there are two mitzvahs. But he says, they are enumerated as two mitzvahs, but he says, I never find that the Ramban says such a thing, that they're two mitzvahs. In fact, the Maariv Chayis in Sanhedrin and Vav and Beis Machrich from the Sugya there, that it's really only one mitzvah essay. And he's Tamei on the Shitas that you should be Mone Pratim B'Shtayim. Because here, there are two Pratim, and it's only one. So the yesod here is that's going to solve many, many problems in life is to understand what's the essence of the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Kibbut Aveim, the yesod mitzvah essay of Kibbut Aveim is that mitzad etzem mitziusam ke aviv v'imo sheholidu mischayev b'chvodam. If someone brought you into the world, you have to honor them. That's a mitzias. And on that comes the mitzvah to fulfill your obligation that is engendered by the fact that they brought you into the world. They brought you into the world, you have to honor them. Push it. And then on top of that, we build a mitzvah. The mitzvah is fulfill this obligation. Fulfill this obligation of the people who brought you into the world, that you have to honor them. So the mechayev is not the mitzvah's essay. If the mitzvah's essay was the mechayev, then you would have to honor your mother as one mitzvah and honor your father as a second mitzvah. Your mother and your father aren't the same people, notwithstanding all the beautiful sheva brachas vorts. Your father and your mother are two different people. And kacha, so why is there one mitzvah? Because the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim is honoring someone who brought you into the world, and the chiyuv, the mechayev now, is fulfilling that obligation to honor those who brought you into the world. We're going to hopefully explain this more. And on this mechayev, there's one mitzvah sase. Fulfill your obligation. Fulfill your obligation to honor anybody who brought you into the world. So now we understand why the Ramban didn't say that they're two mitzvahs. There's only one mitzvah. The Rambam only paskins kabeda sevichav simecha as one mitzvah, because they're not two pratim. There's one yisod that's mechayev. Somebody brought you into the world, you have to honor him. So now that we have that yesod in our hand, Emir Tzashem, we will hopefully continue in future shiurim and expand upon it. We should all be zoche lilmodu lelamed. Obviously, we know we still have fertile ground in the Rambam to plant beautiful flowers and trees and fruits are going to come out of this Emir Tzashem b'siyata d'shmai. But in the meantime, we started with our with a few kashas and our yisod. And bli nether, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.